Today I'm joined by Mickey Fulp, also known as the Mercenary Geologist, ahead of his appearance at Mines and Money Hong Kong, which takes place this March. Mickey has 35 years of experience as an exploration geologist and analyst, searching for economic deposits across the Americas, Europe, and Asia. He's highly respected throughout the mining and exploration community for his ongoing work as an analyst, writer, and speaker. Mickey, firstly, Happy New Year to you, and thanks for joining me today.
Well, likewise, good to talk to you, Ross.
Mickey, I wanted to start off with your outlook for gold stocks in 2013. Are we going to see the make-up ground against the gold ETF and physical gold price this year? And if so, what are the drivers going to be behind that?
Well, both the miners and explorers generally lag upward movements in the price of gold. So I think really it depends on the escalation or the decline of price of gold. Now, I'm not really a gold bug, but I would say I'm kind of an eternal gold bull in the fact that I expect gold to end, the price of gold to end at the end of this year higher than it started. So the real drivers, I think, are going to be escalating gold price.
One thing we've heard quite a lot about recently, the gold industry has been criticized for mining lower grade ores, which as a result has been affecting profit margins and share value. How does the industry turn this situation around? What are some of the challenges that they're going to be trying to turn that around?
Well, let's start with a kind of an idea of what's gone wrong, and gold miners have not rewarded their shareholders, and boardroom philosophies have been on growth, both of production and reserves, and that's been very difficult to maintain. So what they've essentially done is they've lowered their cutoff grades, and they're producing quantity of ounces over quality. So what's happened is operating margins have generally declined. The real challenge here is that we're not finding enough economic gold deposits. In my opinion, the gold miners need to move on juniors with significant discoveries more quickly. They've generally sat around and waited. The tactic has been to wait until projects are completely de-risked, and what's happened is that's led to delays in production. We're just not exploring, discovering, and developing enough gold deposits to replace the ounces being mined on a year-to-year basis, and what needs to happen is more money needs to be put into exploration, because certainly the more dollars put in, the more success the juniors are going to have.
Mickey, many analysts, including yourself, are bullish about the long-term prospects of copper stocks due to its role in the industrialization cycle of emerging markets. What advice would you give investors looking to add copper to their portfolio? And could you name three copper miners that we should be watching in the new year?
Well, as with most businesses, especially mining and exploration, you want to look for the fundamentally strong copper companies that would be in the lowest quartile costs and with strong and experienced management. And so if they're in the lowest quartile, then they can weather any downturns in the price. Although my real expertise and what I generally do is I look at the advanced explorers, but as far as copper miners, I think Freeport-McMoRan is still the premier copper company in the world, although now it is moving back in the oil and gas business, but these people are experienced in oil and gas. I mean, the company came about in the early 1980s with a merger of McMoRan Oil and Gas and Freeport Copper. So that's one to look at. Although Southern Copper gives a higher dividend, a company which is making a lot of noise right now would be First Quantum, as trying to become a major copper producer through acquisitions, especially with the InMet acquisitions trying to do right now. That said, my specialty is advanced explorers, so my favorite company right now would be Curis Resources, and Curis is an advanced explorer, soon to be a copper producer in southern Arizona, with an ISR in situ recovery project. Now, I have to say I'm a shareholder of Curis and they're a sponsor of my website, so I'm pretty biased in my opinion of Curis, but They're part of the Hunter Dickinson Group out of Vancouver, and I think that's a company that's undervalued right now and is set with a pre-feasibility study imminent and permitting imminent.
Okay, thanks, Mickey. And also, which areas of the market do you think current prices of mining stocks are undervalued? Where should investors be looking at the moment for opportunities?
Well, I'm a kind of a bull market, secular bull market guy on copper, gold, and uranium. So more than sectors, though, I generally look at specific companies. I currently cover two advanced gold explorers, a copper developer, which I just mentioned, a graphite developer, a uranium developer, and a prospect generator. So I'm kind of all over the board. But to me right now, I'm a contrarian too, so uranium presents significant opportunities. It's very beat up, stocks are beaten up, price is beaten up. So I would be looking at uranium specifically in North America where the best and highest grade deposits occur. I'm also looking right now for a good tungsten company, and that would most likely be an explorer-developer type play.
The last question that I had for you was about mining finance. So we've seen the mining finance space change considerably in the last 12 months. Where do you think funding is going to be coming from in 2013 to fund mining projects?
Well, I think that financing is going to continue to be the toughest nut to crack in the mining business. The banks are hoarding dollars and they're reluctant to fund large capital projects. And a lot of that has to do with the CapEx creep we continue to see. And in too many instances, it's been rampant escalation of capital expenditures. And this is mainly driven by higher energy costs. Higher energy costs equals higher CapEx because you got to transport everything and also higher operating costs. So it's a difficult environment right now. As far as alternative sources outside of bank debt and issuing equity, well, once again, we're looking at sovereign government and funds have stepped up, particularly from Asia and especially the Chinese. Private equity still continues to fund projects. Offtake agreements, royalty streams, there are alternative sources available, but that said, a lot of large projects are going to go begging here for the short term, certainly.
Mickey, thanks very much for speaking with me today.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ross.
If you'd like to hear more from Mickey, see him at Mines and Money Hong Kong, which is taking place in March this year. He'll be part of a stellar lineup of miners, investors, and analysts who are presenting at the event. The list includes Eric Sprott, Greg Robinson from Newcrest, Tony Jensen from Royal Gold, Nev Powell from Fortescue, and many more. You'll hear the latest project updates from 320 miners and explorers, and have the chance to network with 3,500 delegates from the global mining investment community. Visit minesandmoney.com/Hong Kong to download the agenda and find out more.